And I want to talk about tonight the subject of fear. I want to break it down to everybody is not at the same level of maturity or growth, but everybody that, listen, there is a place in God where Satan can touch you. But there's always the hand of God that will keep you. He'll never abandon you. And what Satan tried to do is with cleverness and deception to misguide you, fool you, deceive you, and that he can get a place to destroy you. And what he wants to do is throw up a lot of dust, a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff, and get you looking at that. And get all, try to figure it out in your mind. You know what I mean? Y'all follow me tonight?
Yes, sir.
And you try to figure it out in your mind. What am I going to do with them? No, it's already done. You know a lot of stuff going on. You keep your focus on him. You know, Peter did real good till he looked at something else. He walked on the water doing good. Only time he had some trouble when he looked away at what the wind was doing and what the wave was doing. Then he had trouble. So, settle some things tonight in your heart and do whatever you need to do to get to the place where you will not fear, although trouble, dangers all around you. You're hearing everything, seeing everything, but you refuse to fear. Why? Because you are fully persuaded, fully convinced. Greater is he what? That is where? In you, in me, than he that is where? All right. So how we establish that? We establish that by the word. Our text is 2 Timothy 1:7. So you can go ahead and follow me. I'll be reading from the King James and some from other translation, but right now we're going to do with the King. Some people say King Jimmy, but King James, KJV, King James, that's the original. And it says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear. But of what? Power. What else? Love. And what else? All right. What has God has not given us? Now, fear has several different meanings. And you need to know what fear to have to fear or to operate in. Is a better way of saying it. And God didn't give you the spirit of fear that will terrify you, that will cause you to be frightened, afraid, tormented, is a better word. He didn't give you a spirit of that torments you, terrify you, or to destroy you. He didn't give that fit. But God, and most of the King James, and most you find in the King James, you just find, most times you just find fear. Amplified Bible will say reverential fear, which means you're to fear God. And that's a reverence, that's a fear of reverence, respect. You give him honor, you obey, you're obedient to him, and you place him above all others. And it has comfort. You are in a place where you're comfort. You are safe. You have a shelter. And that fear is you rest, you trust, and you obey. You got it? Amen. And so Timothy, 2 Timothy says, God has not given you a terrifying fear, tormenting fear. Turn with me to, let's read John, 3 John. I said 3 John, 1 John 3rd chapter. Now watch this. Show you what John says. 1 John, 3rd chapter, verse 17. Verse 18 is where I want to look at. Verse 17 says, But whoso has this world good. Let me see, am I in the right chapter? I think I need to be in the 4th chapter. 4:17. Herein is our love made perfect. That's where I need to be. Herein is our love made how? Perfect. Mature. That we may have what? Boldness when? In the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we. Where? So are we where? In this world. Now listen to the next verse. There is what? How much? There is no fear in love. All right? Let's change that one word. There is no fear in God. There is no fear where? And God is love, right? Then we won't turn there, but you can make a note of it. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 8 says, love never fails, right?
Yes, sir.
So what are we to do? Well, once we find out what we are to fear and what we are not to fear, the intimate fear is destructive. God fear is reverence, honor, respect. You reverence him. And so this is what God is saying. I didn't give you a spirit that would torment you. I didn't give you a spirit that would terrify you. If you are terrified, you're afraid, it's tormenting you, you can't rest at night, you're afraid. He said, that's not me. That's not me. And you are to resist it. And you tell that spirit, God didn't give you to me, and I will not accept you. I stand against you. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. So what if it consists? What if it keep on? What do you do? Well, I learned some things through experience as well as the word. And sometimes I don't mean to, if I seem to sound arrogant about this, I don't mean to at all. I am very bold because I know what it did to me. And I will not go back there. So I may sound arrogant to you, or like I'm so way out there, you know, like I'm so far out there that can't nothing touch me. No, I've been through that. And when I got delivered from that, I said then, you'll never do that to me again. That's why you see me saying and standing. And do you think he tried to come back? Sure. Yes, he tried to visit me in the nighttime. I said, no, you don't. I refuse. And the Lord wanted, and he brought this up. He wanted me to encourage you. He said, I need you to tell my people they don't need to deal. They need to get rid of fear. Don't you put up with it. Don't you put up with it. Why? Because God didn't give it to you.